Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch, bishop, martyr in Rome. For the Christians of the first and early second centuries, Christianity was like an explosion of light, not only in the world, but in their lives. We know little of his early life. Tradition has it that he was a convert. Whatever his origins may be, he became the second, or if we count St. Peter's as the first, the third bishop of Antioch, in the Roman province of Syria, the city where the disciples were for the first time called Christians. Ignatius was a friend of St. Polycarp, who was a disciple of St. John. So it is possible that Ignatius too knew the beloved disciple. Almost everything else that we know of him comes from the seven letters he wrote after his arrest, somewhere between the years 107 and 100 AD. The letters were addressed to Christian communities that Ignatius passed by as he was escorted by Roman soldiers from Antioch to Rome, where he would be fed to far more literal wild beasts. These letters are a precious testimony to the life and the faith of the Apostolic Church. Today, let's remember St. Ignatius of Antioch and start taking the Eucharist, as Ignatius called it, as the medicine of immortality. And remember, heaven is our goal.